Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 18, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
Welcome to episode 18 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. This episode's a little late. I just got back from a week vacation to part of the country where cell phones, computers, and internet are not a part of everyday life. Tracy and I just spent about a week in Greenville, Maine, near Moosehead Lake. That's northern Maine. Out here, we hiked, slept, ate, and just had one of the most relaxing vacations ever. The people were amazingly friendly, the weather reached highs of only 75 degrees, and every day we saw at least one moose. Actually, we saw 23 moose, 8 loons, 1 bear, 1 beaver, dozens of deer, chipmunk, and red squirrel, and enough birds to keep a birder glued to their binoculars the entire time. Best part of all, it was cheap. Well, I know this isn't a podcast about Maine, I know it's about Walt Disney World. So if you'd like to know more about my trip to Maine and maybe want to vacation there yourself, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net and I'll send you the information and links to help you get started on planning. So now back to the show. With Independence Day being celebrated here in the United States, I wanted to do something to celebrate it also. So for those of you who don't know, Americans across the country will probably spend their evenings watching or launching fireworks themselves, and since Stacy from Alabama requested it, we're going to catch a showing of Illuminations to celebrate this Independence Day. She said, "I really love to hear Illuminations, Reflections of Earth. It has beautiful music, and being able to hear the musical score and fireworks and people's reaction would be great." Stacy, I couldn't agree more. For years, this was probably my favorite fireworks show anywhere, and being from Washington, D.C. originally, that says a lot. I think Wishes has surpassed this, but only slightly. The Inferno Barge is just amazing, and the score is just awesome. Being a tuba player myself, I also always enjoyed the groove at the end of this, you know, that 16th note run the low brass have at the very end of the show. Listen for it, guys. It's really very cool. And the best part, there are very few bad spots to view the fireworks. So here's a quick tip. I've had good viewing from Morocco, France, Canada, and China pavilions, and usually don't have to get there much before the fireworks show starts at those locations. If you wanted to see it, though, in front of Future World, to get a really good spot, you got to get there early, and you have to sit. Make sure there are no trees that will block your view of the center of the lagoon or above your head either. I've found that out accidentally. So today's audio was recorded back in the spring of 2006 when I was traveling to Orlando for work and was able to spend my evenings, much like this one, in the parks and ending with the fireworks. We'll start off by staking out a spot near the pathway to Future World where the crowds tend to gather. The pulsing beat dies down and the narrator welcomes you. He blows out the torches all around the lagoon and it starts. The drums begin to beat faster and faster, building till a pop, and a shot is fired from about two locations on the lagoon, and they arc their way towards the center, and you know something is about to happen. Then, bam, the fireworks really get going. After a few short bursts, you're introduced to the Inferno Barge, lighting the sky and warming your face by burning liquid propane that is stored in tanks underneath the water on the barge, and piped through more than a mile of piping. After the first act, the music dies down and out flows a 350,000-pound spinning globe illuminated by 15,000 LEDs, all managed by six onboard computers. Then the music builds, the globe opens, and a torch appears. And as the singer says, "We are one, the torches of the countries relight, joining the globe, almost stating in agreement that we are one world." Finally, shots are fired from about everywhere around the lagoon, lighting up the sky in a spectacular display, and it's just cacophony of explosions all over the place. I think this is where the majority of the 1,100 shells are launched. It's just an amazing display, and then it's gone. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take a seat around the World Showcase Lagoon to watch Illuminations, Reflections of Earth.
We've gathered here today around the fire, as people of all lands have gathered with thousands and thousands of years before us, to share the light and to share the story. An amazing story, as old as time itself, but still being written. And though each of us has our own individual stories to tell, a true adventure emerges when we bring them all together as one. I hope you enjoy our story tonight. Reflections of Earth.
Thank you.
Wow, doesn't that just excite you? I still get chills, and I'm still smiling. Thank you, Stacy, for the suggestion. If you'd like to suggest the next show, send an email to requests@wdw-memories.net. And if you'd like to see photos or find out more about Illuminations, just visit my website. Or if you'd like to give me some feedback or share your opinion about this or other episodes that I've done, email me at podcast@wdw-memories.net or leave me a message on iTunes. I love hearing from you. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye-bye.